Martha Coria, Assistant Director of the Graduate Records Office, otherwise known as GRO, here at the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications. Martha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Eric.
Oh, I'm more than happy to have you. Just as a quick disclaimer, this podcast is produced by the Graduate Records Office and Alyssa on some of the other podcasts you might have listened to, and myself, our graduate assistant there. So Martha is technically my boss. I don't know why she agreed to this, but here she is. So just to kick it off, can you tell us a little bit about your experience working at Syracuse, Newhouse, and the rest just in general?
Sure. So I've worked here for quite a while. I actually started at Newhouse and SU about the same age as the majority of our graduate students. So when I started, it was very, I was around the same age, and it was a lot of fun to work with students who were kind of in a similar position as I was, except I was working full-time and they were working on their master's degrees. But so, of course, it's a little different now since everyone is considerably younger than me. But I do enjoy working with students at various stages in the process, whether they're applying, whether they're current students. A lot of things have obviously changed. We have a lot less paper in our office now, which is great. But Newhouse is, you know, one of the premier schools at SU, so it's really great to work for a school with such a wonderful reputation. And our faculty and staff are really super to be around.
Awesome. So what does the GRO actually do? What sort of work is done there, and how does that affect prospective and current students?
So we handle the entire life cycle for master's programs, the residential master's programs. We have 11 currently programs on campus, and for students who are interested in the program, we will talk to prospective students. For students who are applying, we actually are processing applications and coordinating the application review, sending out notifications. Merit aid, we're actually sending those notifications and processing. Then when students arrive on campus, we handle the onboarding as far as orientation. We handle all of the student records in the office, so if people need to adjust something on their registration side, we can assist with that. We see them all the way through to their certification of their degree. So we're kind of there every step of the way. The programs are 1 year, so it's a very quick turnaround, and we're already moving on to the next piece. But that's essentially, in a nutshell, kind of what we handle in the GRO.
Can you break down just maybe some really quick basic steps of the application process and maybe some just important deadlines that students should be aware of, like when do we open up for the next year, when do we close, when do we generally send out acceptance letters and whatnot?
Sure. So we don't really operate on a rolling basis. We have certain periods of time when we're doing things. So fall is sort of our recruitment period, when we have an open house here on campus and when we hope people are starting to think about applying. Our application deadline is in January. It's January 15th. And we try to get all our decisions turned around by March 1st with merit aid offers following after that to be completed by April 1st. Students have until April 15th to let us know, and then orientation happens the first day, the first week in July, whenever the summer session 2 happens to begin.
And that boot camp. So if you listen to any of the other podcasts, we generally talk about boot camp with the program directors because it changes a little bit depending on your program, but it's basically one very crazy month.
It's 6 weeks, right? And every program has their own. There is some overlap, but we try to make it fun. The GRO tries to plan some social events, some welcome events to have students meet each other, especially among the different programs, meet some of the faculty and staff as well, and just enjoy summer in Syracuse.
So you and Associate Dean Kaplan, who we've already spoken to before, go to numerous school fairs throughout the year all over the state and country, sometimes internationally in his case. What is your, for lack of a better term, sales pitch to prospective students?
So Associate Dean Kaplan has a much more aggressive approach during the graduate fairs, especially the ones that are on college campuses. He will stand in front of the table and try to sort of grab students and ask them what they're looking to study, what they're majoring in, and trying to draw them in. I'm not quite as aggressive, but I'm also try to be very open to students looking for information. I know often students aren't really sure what the next step is for them after undergrad. And we do try to let them know about the variety of programs we have. While we may be known for journalism, we may not be as well known for something like new media management. So letting people know the types of different programs we have is kind of what I hope to do at those fairs. So we have a huge sign that has all of the programs listed. we don't have any prerequisites. Sometimes it's a hurdle if students aren't sure, like, oh, I don't have a communications background. Can I do a communications master's? Absolutely. So that's another thing I really try to let the students know about if it's one of those unknowns. Around this area, SU is more well-known. Newhouse is more well-known. When we travel farther and wider, the name recognition is definitely decreases. But yeah, I mean, I don't know that I have a pitch or an elevator speech. I don't have.
I feel like just knowing Associate Dean Kaplan that I'm sure he would never, but I could envision him literally just grabbing a student from another table and be like, yeah, that school's fine, but have you heard of Newhouse?
Exactly. I think you've hit it right on the head.
One thing I do want to talk about, I know we get a lot of questions about the application process. What are some of the key pieces of the application? For example, I know a lot of students will ask about the GRE, but most of our programs do not require the GRE, and I think that's a really strong selling point for the school. We don't have to go through an exhaustive list, but what are some of the things that students will need to be thinking about and preparing as they apply to Newhouse?
I would say the thing that's probably going to take the longest are letters of recommendation, since you do have to find recommenders, ask them, and then depending on those recommenders, determine how quickly they can turn them around. We don't have any specific requirements as to who those letters need to be from. We like to see an academic reference, at least one, and it'll vary depending on whether a student is coming to us straight from undergrad or they've worked professionally, but that's definitely going to take some lead time. The application is pretty straightforward, so there isn't a lot of advanced preparation. There are the letters of rec and then a personal statement, which we pay quite a bit of attention to. Resume, official we don't need official transcripts, but transcripts. And we also have this Kira online video interview, which is something that we send out after your application is submitted. And it's something you can do at your convenience online, as long as you have a webcam and working audio. And we ask you questions and you respond to them as though you would in a real interview situation. And there's also a writing question with most of the interviews as well.
I don't know about other schools, I suppose, but I think that the Kira videos were, I had a lot of fun with them, personally. I know that some students get a little nervous about it, but it's not that bad.
It's not. And the question, I know it's tough because you don't know what the questions are going to be about, and they're not all specific to the program. Some are just getting to know you questions. So we understand that that applicants are nervous, but it does really help us to kind of get to know you and figure out your place and your understanding of our program.
So let's talk about the elephant in the room, which is financial aid that goes through our office. Everyone wants to know about it and how they can maximize their shot to afford graduate school in Newhouse, because graduate school, whether it's Newhouse or anywhere else, tends to not be cheap. So take me through the steps of applying, receiving, and adjusting one's aid.
Okay. It is complicated, and I hope this explanation is not complicated. To apply, there is just a question on the, well, there are two questions on the application form. Would you like to be considered for scholarships or fellowships? That's one question. And the other question is, would you like to be considered for instructional associate positions? I recommend that everyone answer yes to both of those questions. It's not an either or. We would make that determination when we review. So you may as well ask for whatever is available. I also want to dispel the myth about financial aid being a package at the graduate level. For many students who've attended undergrad here in the U.S., they were sort of used to getting a financial aid package that came from a central financial aid office at their college or university. And it doesn't really work that way at graduate school. So Newhouse is in charge of the merit-based awards, and those are things in the form of fellowships, scholarships, and instructional associate positions. Our need-based aid, so to speak, is handled through a central Office of Financial Aid here at Syracuse University, and that involves filing a FAFSA. It's also just for U.S. citizens and permanent residents, and the only actual aid available through that is government loans. When we're reviewing here the applications for admission, we look at your answers to those questions. Did you say yes? And then we try to think about what the recommendation would be for you. Would it be a scholarship? Would it be an instructional associate position? If it's an instructional associate position, which department should it be in? And after we make our admissions decisions, we go back through and then make our aid determinations and send the notifications. The instructional associate, which we refer to as IA, Those involve, they're similar to TA positions, and it involves the student working for approximately 10 to 15 hours a week assisting a professor in a lab or in a class during the academic year. That's just fall and spring. And it could be something like freshman survey class. It could be something like a graphics lab. It could be working with equipment in our TRF or BDJ studio space. So some of it is skill dependent. And if you did come to us with more of a hands-on undergraduate program in communications, then you'd probably be a really good candidate for some of those specific positions. If you have professional experience in some of those fields, that would be something to highlight on your resume. And some of them just require that you did really well in school, or maybe you had teaching experience, or maybe there's something else that sort of makes you an excellent candidate for that. So those award 15 credits for the academic year, along with hourly pay for the work that you do. The current rate is $18 an hour. And when we make our determinations, you would receive either a scholarship or an instructional associate position.
Never both.
Right. There's one loophole, and that is after you arrive on campus and we determine we still have open positions for the fall semester, we will advertise those open positions, and anyone is eligible to apply. So if you already received a scholarship from us during admissions before you attended, and you applied for one of these instructional associate positions, you may be chosen. And the only caveat is that we would reduce your original scholarship by half, and you would receive the new benefits of this instructional associate position.
Now, one thing I do want to touch on is graduate assistants. They're not instructional assistants. I don't teach anything, thank God. They have similar benefits to an instructional associate, but you tend to work in like an office or something like that. That also reduces your scholarship, correct?
It would, because you do receive tuition credits associated with those positions. And those positions we always advertise during the summer to the students who are enrolled. We don't make those offers ahead of time. Many of the office personnel like to interview the students.
What are a few frequently asked questions you receive from applicants and current students? I know that right now, as we record this in early March, we're getting a lot of phone calls about everything under the sun. What are some of the recurring themes you've noticed over the years?
I'd say for prospective students, a big question is, how competitive is it? And a lot of them ask because they're familiar with Newhouse, because maybe it was a school they were considering for undergraduate work. And for undergraduates applying to Newhouse, the competitive factor is just, it's crazy. There are thousands of applicants for just a few couple hundred spots. And at the graduate level, we just don't have that sort of volume. And we have a wider variety of programs. So those applicants are dispersed among 11 different programs. So while we are competitive, it's not as cutthroat as it is at the undergraduate level. There aren't as many people going to graduate school as there are going to undergraduate school. So I don't ever want anyone to feel that they shouldn't apply because they don't feel that they're strong enough, because I think they might be surprised. And obviously every year it depends on the pool, but I think that if they are truly passionate about pursuing one of these programs, I want to encourage them to apply. Another question that I get from prospective students is, how can I stand out? How can I set myself apart? And usually my advice is to really work on the personal statement. I think that that's key. That's your one chance to highlight why this is a program you want to pursue, how it fits into your future goals, why you're passionate for the field. I know it sounds really sort of hokey, but passion is kind of a big thing among our program directors when they're reviewing. They really want to know that this is something that the student loves and wants to pursue and just feels strongly about, you know, being in this industry. So it is kind of key, as goofy as it sometimes sounds.
I do want to say one thing. If you are curious where to live, that's not a question for our office.
We'll get it anyway. It won't matter.
We get it plenty. I cannot tell you, nor can Martha, tell you where you should live. That's on you.
It is. We do. There is a great new housing resource. It's a database online. The these places have been vetted by the university, and they post them through this website, and it's linked to our website. So that's a great starting point. If you want to try to pick the brains of current students or just ask them where they're living, certainly, you know, utilize the Facebook group or get in touch with one of them. I mean, they can certainly share their own experience, but that's in no way a guarantee of what your experience will be.
Exactly. So finally, what else would you like prospective students to know about Newhouse, Syracuse, both the university and the city, or anything that you think is important for them to know before they get here?
I'd say that, you know, Newhouse has, you know, again, a wonderful reputation, but I like to say that we're not stuffy. You know, the faculty and the staff, they truly care about you and want you to succeed. So we're not, you know, while we like having this high reputation, we don't want to be pretentious about it. At least I don't. And I think, you know, we want you to know that you can talk to anyone here. You can come into the office anytime with questions. And as far as SU goes, it's a large institution, and people coming from smaller schools are sometimes overwhelmed once fall semester starts. And there are just, you know, again, thousands of undergraduates who are here on campus and vying for the same spaces that you are. But it also is a lot of fun. I mean, if you didn't have the chance, there's the athletics to participate in, there are guest speakers, there are concerts, there are comedians, there are so many things to take advantage of. And Syracuse is a larger city. I mean, it's a medium-sized city, but just Syracuse in general, I think there's a lot to experience here if you're open to it. I know a lot of students just hole up in their spaces here in Newhouse and don't go out and don't like Syracuse and poo-poo everything, but there's a lot here if you let yourself enjoy it. And you have all four seasons if you're in a one-year program, and there's a lot to get out and see in our region. And it's manageable enough that you get opportunities through internships to actually do the work and cover the stories and be part of a larger network, which is really useful.
Well, thank you, Martha, for joining us on Newhouse Insider and sharing your experiences and advice with us.
You're welcome.
If you're a prospective student or just want to learn more about the Graduate Records Office or any of our graduate programs, visit www.newhouseinsider.com.